Shalom and welcome to our series called Yearning for More. As we approach the Yomim Noraim this year, we're going to take a few moments per day to focus on some of the central tefillah, some essential ideas that guide us towards Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Today we start off with the first segment, and that is on the Psalm, on the Tehillim, Le David Hashem Ori V'Yishi Mizmor, Chav Zayin, the 27th Psalm in the book of Tehillim. We've already been saying this for a few weeks now. We're going to continue to say it through the Yom HaNoraim all the way through Shmini Atzeres. A few points to think about. Number one is that the minhag of saying the David Hashem is relatively recent. We have recordings already in the Sefer Shem Tov, which is published in 1706, which talks about this idea. This book was a recognized Sefer. And the minhag to start saying it as a segula against bad gezeiros, about negative tidings, negative decrees. He says the reason that is such is because Hashem's name appears through 13 times in the Mizmor, in that permutation, corresponding to the 13 Midos HaRachbim. What is interesting is that the Midrash Vayikra Rabbah in Chav Gimel Parsha Aleph actually points out that the words Ori refers to Rosh Hashanah and Yish'i, my light, my salvation. Salvation refers to Yom Kippur. So already earlier echoes of this idea. But it's not just about how many names Hashem appears in this Mizmor or the references, but it's more about the actual theme, which makes it very much a part of the experience that we live as we move towards our Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I'd like to demonstrate that in a few ways, a few basic points. Number one, in terms of themes, we see that there is what seems to be an internal contradiction. David HaMelech asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, "Sh'achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem, oisa avakesh." I will ask one thing from Hashem, and that's the only thing I will request. "La'ashivti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai." Let me stay in the house of Hashem. And I'd like to gaze upon the beauty or the pleasantness of Hashem and to visit His temple. Well, technically speaking, that is more than one request. There's Shivti Beves Hashem, there's Lachazois Benoam Hashem, there's Levaker Behechalo. You could all say that it means one, but they actually are slightly different to one another. So what is David HaMelech really requesting? The Dat Mikra Rav Amos Chacham suggests that it comes back to one central idea. The one central idea is closeness to Hashem. David HaMelech wants to be close to Hashem, whether that means he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, whether that means he is unable to visit the Beis HaMikdash, whether it means that he is contemplating on the glory of Hashem, even if he's not in the Beis HaMikdash, the idea is he wants to be close to Hashem. And sometimes in our lives, we have to ask ourselves, what is it that we really want? What are the big questions and requests we're asking in our lives? What's the achas sha'alti in our lives? Does it amount to, do all those things on the list amount to the same idea as David HaMelech? If you had to distill it down, would it come to the same bottom line? That's point number one. Point number two is there seems to be two different, very different voices in this Mizmor. If you look at this Mizmor, you'll notice that there's a very different, dramatically different voice in the first six psukim to the psukim from Zion to Yud Gimel. Let's take a look at this for a moment. The first half of the Mizmor is characterized by David HaMelech speaking in third person. Le David Hashem Ori V'Yishi Mimira Hashem Ozra Hashem. The third person is the strength of my life. But in the second half, he speaks directly to Hashem. Shema Hashem kol yekra. Hashem, please listen to me. So he's turning to Hashem, not talking about Hashem. Another difference is in the first half, he speaks in a tone of serenity and calmness. Bikrov alai mereim lechos besari tzarei v'ayvali. Heimachosh luvenafalu. If my enemies come up against me, they will fall, they will fail. The second half, the tone actually reaches desperation and fear. Al titnei nebinefesh tzorai, Hashem, please, don't put me at the whim of my enemies. Ki kamu v'ede sheker v'fei chamos. There are unjust witnesses and accusers who have come up against me. Hashem, please save me. There's desperation in the voice. If you're to hear it being said in the way that it should be said, it's a very different tone to the first half. How do we account for this? So some suggest that some academics suggest, well, you see that there must have been two authors to this mizmor because they're so dramatically different in the two different halves. However, obviously, when we read Lahavdil secular literature, we have the sufficient ability to be able to say that an author is able to change not just words but tone and modality in order to be able to express different ideas. If you take an example, James Joyce, in A Portrait of a Poet as a Young Man, William Faulkner, if you read these different narrators in their books, they're able to change the voice quite succinctly for the different characters, and we don't say that there were two authors. So it would give us a little bit more respect to understand that Tanakh is equally and much more sophisticated than some of the literature that has appeared. And perhaps the idea is as follows. Is that David Melech is expressing that throughout the gamut of his emotions and his experiences in his life, Hashem is always the person he turns to. At the times when he feels extraordinarily protected, when he feels serene, when he feels calm, and he talks about how Hashem is the stronghold of his life, he's also going to talk about Hashem in the times when he's in terror, when he's in pain, when he's in desperation. Hashem is always there in his life. Someone he talks about, someone he talks to, someone he praises, and someone he begs from. And that's the idea David HaMelech is trying to explain. In all the vicissitudes, the heights and the lowest moments in life, is where David HaMelech finds Hashem, and that is expressed in the Davar Hashem, which is very much a reflection of this of David HaMelech and our times, the Yom Noraim as well. Now, to close with one last point, and that is as David HaMelech goes into the second half of the Mizmor, where he is in a greater state of desperation, it's precisely there that there's an important lesson to learn. And that is that it's when David HaMelech is humbled, when he feels at risk, when he realizes that the strongholds he talked about at the beginning aren't necessarily feeling as strong as they used to be, it's precisely that moment that he turns to Hashem. Sometimes in our lives, it's our place where we feel most humbled that we realize how dependent we are. It's all very nice to talk about how trusting we are in Hashem when the weather is beautiful outside and there's no problems, when the enemy's at the gate, when we feel in a state of absolute desperation and fear, and perhaps even terror, are we willing to recognize at that moment in time that our only address is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That is the exercise of the David Hashem. Three basic ideas in trying to understand our journey through these days as we map it out on the journey of David HaMelech. With this, we close our first segment. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.